Welcome to the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast with your host, pharmacist Michael, where you learn everything about happy, healthy living. Now, here's your host, pharmacist Michael.
Hello, everyone. I'm pharmacist Michael, and today I'm going to talk about how medications can affect fall risk. So which medications do you have to be careful with if you're worried you might fall? Before we even start, why is it important that we worry about fall risk? Falls can cause head injuries, broken bones, and can also cause a fear of future falls. Each year, 3 million elderly patients are treated in the ER for falls. And falls are the leading cause of traumatic brain injuries. Over 95% of hip fractures are caused by falls, and more than 800,000 patients are hospitalized each year due to falls. So falls are a big deal. Which types of drugs increase your chances of falling? Let's start with pain medications, specifically opiates. Opiates make you drowsy, dizzy. They can cause problems with your vision and make you not be able to move around as well as you could if you weren't taking them. Number two is diabetic medications. Any drug that can decrease your blood sugar has the risk of causing hypoglycemia. And hypoglycemia makes you lightheaded, makes you dizzy, and increases your chance of falling. Now, some drugs are worse than others in this category. So if you're taking a drug for diabetes, check with your pharmacist and see if it increases your chances of falling and if there's any alternatives available.
If you or someone you know suffers from anxiety, try the anxiety formula from Sunshine Nutraceuticals. This supplement is specifically designed to help reduce the symptoms of anxiety. It contains many vitamins, B1, B2, B5, B6, niacin, biotin, zinc, magnesium, potassium, as well as a proprietary blend, which has many herbs, including chamomile, lemon balm, skullcap, ashwagandha, bacopa, and many more. Visit us today at www.sunshinentc.com. You will find many products, including the anxiety formula, in our store.
The next group of drugs is any drug that lowers your blood pressure. If your blood pressure gets too low, you can easily get lightheaded and fall. So some drugs not only lower your blood pressure, but also your heart rate. So those would be some calcium channel blockers and beta blockers. So if your heart rate gets too low and your blood pressure is too low, you're increasing your chances of a fall. The next class of drugs is anticholinergic drugs, and there's many drugs that fit into this category. Pure anticholinergic drugs are drugs like scopolamine, dicyclamine, some antihistamines, which we'll talk about a little bit later, some antidepressants, specifically the older tricyclic antidepressants like amitriptyline, nortriptyline, drugs like that, and the antipsychotic medications. The antipsychotic medications that are going to cause you the most problems are the ones that cause the most drowsiness. So quetiapine, clozapine, and olanzapine are all drugs that you have to be careful with because they all increase fall risks. All antipsychotics will do it somewhat, but those three are worse than the other ones are. Anti-seizure medications. So these aren't just drugs like Depakote and Tegretol, but they're also drugs that you may be using for other things if you don't have seizures. Gabapentin is one. You may be using this for neuropathic pain. Pregabalin is another one. And the benzodiazepines. Now, the benzodiazepines aren't only for seizures. We use them a lot for anxiety as well. But benzodiazepines can also increase your risk of falling because they make you tired, right? They make you drowsy. One of the most obvious classes of drugs that you have to worry about are drugs for sleep. So drugs like Ambien, some of the benzodiazepines like temazepam, some of the antihistamines, we talked about those in the anticholinergic group, but they're also used for sleep sometimes. Anything that you get in the store that is a pain reliever that has PM after it probably has Benadryl in it. If you're an elderly patient especially, you want to stay away from Benadryl unless you need it for an allergic reaction. You definitely don't want to use it to sleep for a couple reasons. One, it's highly anticholinergic, so it's going to give you blurred vision. It's going to make you tired. It's going to make you feel crappy the next day, at least for most people. The other thing that's dangerous about sleeping meds is if you wake up in the middle of the night to use a restroom, you're going to be super groggy, it's dark, your chances of tripping over something and falling, you know, if something's laying down on the ground, maybe some clothing, your shoes, maybe an animal is sleeping on the floor, your dog or cat, and you can very easily trip. So they are dangerous. And the last group I'm going to talk about are muscle relaxants. So these are drugs like Soma or Carisoprodol, Flexeril or Cyclobenzaprine, Robaxin or Methocarbamol. I think you're getting the idea here that anything that makes you tired, lowers your blood pressure, lowers your blood sugar, are all things that can increase your fall risk. Now, if you have any questions about specific drugs that you're taking, you can always leave me an email at michael.brown@sunshinentc.com. I'd be happy to take a look at your medication regimen and let you know if there's anything that I would recommend talking to your doctor about, or just letting you know if there's anything on there that increases your fall risk.
Thank you for listening to the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast. Visit us today at www.sunshinentc.com. Have a happy, healthy life.